This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I hope you heard my opening commentary. A not really a bad night last night. If you look at it historically, it's at the bottom of losses for the House. Actually, Trump, because of his campaigning coast to coast, prevented a full disaster, which almost always happens in the first midterm election. It was not bad at all. We lost, I think, somewhere between 26 and 30 seats. No one's quite sure yet. And that's at the very low end of every single president in the last 50 years. And we picked up seats in the Senate, which has really never been done. Last time someone won four new House seats was John F. Kennedy in 1962. So Trump did something amazing. The guy is amazing. He is magical. He campaigned from coast to coast, and he pulled out 9 of 11 victories. And the only two he lost, one of them was, Rossendale in or Rosedale in Montana, who lost to John Tester. It was a very razor close race, and it looked like we had won when I went to bed last night. And then when I woke up, I saw we'd lost. So that one, very close. He almost won 10 out of 11. And then the only one he lost was Dean Heller in my home state of Nevada. And that's a whole other story. Nevada's lost. Nevada's now California East. They've Californicated us. It's a lesson for all of you. If you let illegal aliens vote, if there's no voter ID, if you have the Harry Reid machine that loves to cheat and steal elections and brings in illegal voters because there's no voter ID and they can vote in Spanish, and they literally send texts out that say vote early and vote often, vote in the early voting and vote again on election day. No one will know. No ID required. We'll drive you to the polls. No English needed. No English necesario, they said. Necesario. Spanish only. Unbelievable. This is America. Insanity. They've ruined my state. They've Californicated it. Liberal Californians moved here and they brought their liberal ways. And most importantly, they brought illegal aliens, open borders. What a disaster. We're now a sanctuary state. Democrats control everything. We will go the way of California, most probably. But I won't go, and I will keep fighting, and I will try and win it back. All right, let's have our interview with Bill O'Reilly from earlier today. Bill O'Reilly, number one in cable news 16 years in a row, number one book at the New York Times. He is one special guy. Without further ado, let's see what Bill thinks. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Bill O'Reilly, number one in cable news for 16 straight years, number one on the New York Times bestseller list as well, with Killing the SS. Hello, Bill. How are you? Busy news day.
Yeah, it really is a busy couple of days, Wayne.
So I was going to begin with the election, but let's do a quick segue to Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He just resigned. No surprise. We knew it was going to happen after the election, but I didn't know it would be this soon. Are you at all surprised? And where do you think this leads?
Not surprised. Predicted it on Monday. Nobody knew the day. President Trump waited until after his press conference. Wasn't that interesting? So he knew that Sessions was going to resign, but he didn't announce it at the press conference because he didn't want the whole conference to be about Sessions. He wanted it to be about the election. So that's why I didn't say anything. But about an hour after the president stepped down from the podium, the attorney general submitted his letter of resignation, making it clear that he's resigning at the behest of the president. And it's no surprise. Mr. Trump wants somebody to oversee the Mueller investigation, and Sessions have recused himself. So now the acting attorney general is Matthew Whitaker. He's Sessions' chief of staff, but he can oversee Mueller, and he can report directly to President Trump. Now, Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, was supposed to be doing that, but I think that the president's comfort zone is higher with Mr. Whitaker, who is the acting attorney general. He's not the permanent replacement.
And I would think it now makes it much easier to get a permanent replacement affirmed by the U.S. Senate. What happened last night, he's got some extra U.S. senators, so I assume that process moves along smoothly.
I think
let's talk about the election last night.
Sure. I think the Republicans, when all the votes are counted, will have 55 senators, the most since John Kennedy in his midterms of 1962. That'll make it much easier for President Trump to get his appointments in power, the judges particularly. So that's the biggest win of the night for the GOP.
And the president, of course, said he won and made it very clear that he won big last night. Do you agree? I mean, there were some wins. You and I both agree that with judges and with confirmations of cabinet appointments, right, to the Senate. But in the House, it certainly was not a win. We can't hide that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a big win for President Trump. I would say it was a neutral, positive, because of the Senate, which is more powerful of the two legislative branches. I think President Trump has to recognize that the reason Republicans lost the House was because of his personality. It wasn't issues. Americans are prospering under the economy we have now. The foreign outlook is pretty good. You haven't heard about ISIS. Seems that North Korea is neutralized for the time being. So it was about women, American women, not really liking the president's style and kind of being goaded into supporting the Democrats based on style, not substance, in my opinion. The only issue that the Democrats really brought up was health care. They're going to bring down costs of health care. And that resonates. No question it does. But every other issue, I mean, they were like waffling all over the place. So I believe it was a style situation.
Right. It resonates, but it's idiotic. I mean, I was paying $500 a month when Obama became president and complained about the costs, and then it became $2,000 a month. So the idea that Democrats can make it go down is the same as Obama saying it'll go down $2,500 per year per person, and then went up, I think, $5,000 per year. How could Democrats make it go down?
Because your experience is you're working, you're earning, you're successful. The Democrats, they're telling people who don't have any money, very little backup, and it's about 50% of the population. We're going to give you expanded Medicaid, Medicare. We want a single payer, which would be an absolute disaster in America if that happened. But anyway, that appeals to people who don't have any money. Now, those of us who do earn money, all right, you're absolutely right. Under Obamacare, our premiums, health care premiums, went up because they had to subsidize 30 million Americans who were essentially getting free health care. Had to do it. So they raise our premiums, and this is what socialism is all about. They raise us to give them the entitlement of free health care. This is the Democratic Party is. There's no disguising it. But there are enough people in that kind of an economic situation that cast the ballots for the Democrats.
There you go. That's why we have a divided nation. There's the division. What were the biggest races, you think, last night for both Democrats and Republicans? What were the big wins and what were the big losses?
Florida, big win for the Republicans. I'd say for the Democrats, Nevada, where you are, I mean, the Democrats, she won pretty big. So all I can think of is as all the labor that comes into Vegas, all the union labor, is voting block Democrat. Because Nevada is not a, hasn't been anyway, a traditionally liberal state. But so many people come into the Vegas area, many of them union, and they're very well organized, the Democratic Party there. But that was a big win for the Democrats. Nevada looks like it is now a blue state. But Florida was a big loss for the Democrats. Texas, they thought that O'Rourke would beat Cruz. That didn't happen. But if the Democrats could ever turn Texas blue, then they've got power forever. Because then you have New York, California, and Texas, and Illinois, four power states with big electoral votes, voting Democrat no matter what. My state, New York, I mean, it doesn't matter who they run. Democrats are going to win. So Texas is really, you know, probably the most important state in the union right now.
Yes, it is. And I would add Stacey Abrams' defeat by Kemp, as Brian Kemp, as an important win for the GOP side last night.
Why?
I think the radicals did lose.
Why did you say, see,
well,
that doesn't really...
Florida.
But they don't have any... Florida governor, George, you don't have any sway over Americans. It's basically a race in their states. Gillum and Stacey, populist African-American candidates. But even if they got elected, they're not going to make anybody's life different outside of their states, are they?
Yeah, no, my answer would be that just that Gilliam and Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke are three extreme radical socialists who thought they could play the Obama game, which is to act moderate, and they were uncovered, unmasked, and turned down by the people in their state. So it doesn't work every time like it worked with Obama. That was the only good news
point.
Out of last night, I thought. That's it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
All right,
go ahead.
Oh, we just got to wrap it up. We're running into our time barriers, but always great to have a little.
Yeah,
back
so
and
much
forth
fun, Wayne. Time goes fast when you're having fun.
Right. All right, Bill. Number one, 16 years in a row in the book. Still number one. Give everyone a plug about the book. Deserves it.
Killing the SS, A Hunt for the Worst War Criminals on Earth. Number one this Sunday on the New York Times list. Doing very well. If you buy it on BillO'Reilly.com, where I preside every evening, we'll give you a present. But you can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all that, and they'll get it to you as well. Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, Bill O'Reilly, and lots of callers waiting. We're going to take calls when we get back. Right now, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, ECI Development. Talk about perfect timing. Timing's everything in life. I always say in their ads, we're all one election away from America going the wrong way, and some things happened last night that aren't good, and I think we'll turn it around, but you don't know. You don't know. What if in 2020 they defeat Trump? Or what if Trump wins, but they take the Senate and the House? Things don't look as good in the Senate in 20 as they do today. A lot of Republicans up for re-election. You need a plan B now. You need to buy a beautiful home somewhere else in the world as a plan B. Request your free guide to second residents around the world so you can be prepared. 800-290-3028. 800-290-3028. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, reported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. Newsmax TV, our Power Hour on USA Radio. It's the Power Hour because we're joined by Newsmax TV. So in addition to all the affiliates around the country on USA Radio, we've now got 50 million homes watching on Newsmax TV. We've also got 60 million homes watching starting next month because we're adding new cable homes. Then we've got about 80 million starting in early 2019. We've added Comcast Xfinity. Good news for Newsmax TV. Great job, Chris Ruddy, founder of Newsmax TV. Landis Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Sad to say, the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. Everybody's scared of the IRS, but you don't have to be. They're not the boogeyman. They're just a government agency. And Sam Landis is strong enough. He's like Superman against the IRS. Sam Landis is a tax attorney. He's not a tax resolution company you see advertised on a Fox News or maybe even on Newsmax. I don't know. There may be ads for tax resolution companies during the day on Newsmax, but tax resolution companies aren't lawyers. So they may be nice people, and they may be trying hard for you, but guess what? Your conversation is not protected by attorney-client privilege, and when you call them on the phone, you're not talking to a lawyer, you're talking to a salesman. Here you're talking to a lawyer when you call on the phone. You hear exactly what you'll pay and how long it'll take. There's no salesman, no hype, no sales pitch, no BS. You have attorney-client privilege, and you'll be shocked at how reasonable the cost is. Sam Landis is the best. He beat the IRS twice for me. He could do it for you. If he did it for me, he could do it for anyone, because the whole IRS was after me. The entire United States IRS under Barack Obama was after Wayne Root. I was on his entities list. And if that's not you and you're just simply under an IRS audit or an IRS lien or something, Sam Landis can handle it for you easily. Easy peasy. Landis Tax Group, call them at 800. We help you. 800, we help you. The letter U. Numerically, 800-934-3578. 934-3578 or LandisTaxLaw.com. And by the way, if you're driving and you hear any of the ads, not just Sam Lantis, but ECI Development or Synergenix or US Gold Corp or any of the sponsors of my TV or radio shows, if you're driving or you're in front of the TV, you don't have a pen, you say, I can't remember that. What do I do? You just email Wayne Root, wayneroot@gmail.com. You say, Wayne, I need that IRS lawyer, Wayne. I need U.S. Gold Corp, Wayne. I need Synergenix. I want to look younger again. Wayne, I want to move outside the United States, second home, starting at $126,000. I need that development company. What was the phone number again? What was the email again? I'll just answer you. I'll find it for you, and I'll contact you. wayneroot@gmail.com. Consider me your conduit. Your conduit. Some new news that we haven't been able to mention on the show because there's so much going on at Bill O'Reilly and my commentary, but Jeff Sessions, of course, has been fired as Attorney General of the United States. Oops, I'm not supposed to say that. He resigned. But he didn't resign. It's like when a pirate points a gun at your head and says, hey, mate, you're walking off the ship. You're going to die in the shark-infested water, or I'll kill you right now. You walk off the ship. They don't give you much choice. Trump told him to walk off the ship. Trump demanded his resignation, and Jeff Sessions resigned today. I think that's great. We have an acting attorney general who, by the way, is a great guy who said in an op-ed that he would indict Hillary Clinton. So I got to love that. And it's good stuff. Good stuff. He also said in another commentary that he didn't like this whole Mueller investigation and thought it was a bit of a witch hunt. So I think we finally got the right guy, even though he's acting attorney general, not the permanent one. And then earlier today on this radio show, if you're watching me on TV, I had Corey Lewandowski on, former campaign manager of President Trump, his first campaign manager, who spent last night, election night, in the White House hanging out with the president watching the election returns. That's a connected guy. He's one of the big shots for the super PAC, I believe, to reelect Vice President Pence. And so he was with the president last night. He's a really connected guy, and he says he thinks the three leading contenders for permanent attorney general are Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey and a prosecutor, and Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York and former prosecutor who put John Gotti away, right? Put all the mobsters away. And also Pam Biondi, the attorney general right now, and I think she's outgoing right now, about to be outgoing attorney general on December 31st. Her reign is over as attorney general of Florida. All good choices. I mentioned my choice would be Pam Biondi. She is brilliant, and she is very beautiful, and I think it's a wonderful combination for Attorney General of the United States, and it warms up Trump to female voters. I think it's great to name a woman as Attorney General of the United States. At this point in America, we're so divided, so bitter, so racist. My God, you are hated by liberals or Democrats if you name another white, male, middle-aged guy. Right? They can't stand us. White, middle-aged, straight Republicans are enemies number one. Why not start mixing in some great conservatives who are female and preferably female and telegenic? And how about men who are maybe gay or black or Hispanic or Native American? Let's show the world that Donald Trump and the Republican Party stands for diversity, and there's some brilliant conservatives of all colors on the rainbow. I just want to get a little bit more diverse because we got to win back some of those women who get just upset that you're not diverse enough and everything's about middle-aged, straight, white males, you know? All right, so let's do that. But Jeff Sessions resigns as Attorney General, and also Jim Acosta of CNN has been banned from the White House. Big fight with Trump today at a White House press conference, and they've revoked his White House press credentials. He can't come to the press conferences anymore. Go back to CNN. Bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you in the butt.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The Justice Department says Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker will take over supervising Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation from Rod Rosenstein. Regarding that investigation, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa joined Fox News and said,
The reality is that if Mueller cannot come up with a single indictable event that went on in this administration during the campaign by any of its high-ranking people in the next few months, then his campaign to look for it should end.
President Trump held a press conference today at the White House. One of the things the president discussed was how the folks that he went around and campaigned for did well in their elections yesterday, and the ones he didn't, well, they lost.
Mia Love gave me no love, and she lost. I'm not sure that I should be happy or sad, but I feel just fine about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show. You know, sometimes people go, Wayne, you have a lot of sponsors on your show. Well, be thankful, because they sign the front of the checks and the rest you get to watch for free. And so these are very cool people. They love conservative talk radio, or they love conservative talk TV on Newsmax TV, or they love Wayne Root, or it's a combination of all the above, or they love you, and they want conservative consumers to have great choices, and they have great products for you. But they are our heroes. They are great people, and be thankful that Wayne Root's popular. That's why I have so many advertisers, because I'm popular, and because my shows are jammed, because my shows are number one wherever I go. So, you know, be thankful that we have all these great sponsors, because they make it possible for you to listen to the show for free, and they make it possible for me to earn a nice living, and everybody wins. U.S. Gold Bureau, U.S. Gold Bureau, easy for me to say. You say it five times fast. U.S. Gold Bureau, U.S. Gold Bureau, U.S. Gold Bureau, U.S. Gold Bureau. Is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. You know, I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, and it was not a perfect night. We did okay in the Senate. We did very well, considering the circumstances in the Senate. But we lost the House, and we got killed in Nevada. I mean, they destroyed Nevada. We are now California East, or East California, and it's a disaster, and we've turned dark blue. We're not purple anymore. We're not a state that could go either way. We're just a Democratic state like California. And I got no sleep. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, got 4 hours sleep, and I'm just a little punch drunk in the last few minutes of the last hour of my show today. So U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates Texas Bullion Depository. And by the way, Texas came out with flying colors yesterday. It was close. We could have lost Ted Cruz, but in the end, he won. He pulled it out. We won easily with the governor. We still control both houses in Texas. So congratulations to Texas. We love you. All my exes live in Texas. All my futures live in Texas. Everybody, I may be living in Texas. The way Nevada's going, I may move my studios to Texas soon enough. I've had it. I've decided for a while I'm going to stay and fight here, but if California's here for good and this state cannot be turned around, and Nevada really is California Junior, then I'll move to a Texas. I'll get the hell out of here. Texas controlled by Republicans. They love me. They welcome me with open arms. They give me tax rebates and tax credits and all kinds of wonderful things to move there, and I'd be a Texas resident and I'd be around patriots. That wouldn't be so bad. But U.S. Gold Bureau is in Texas, by the way, and they operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. They help hundreds of thousands of people a year. How's that for credibility? Learn about and buy and sell precious metals. And they've got a Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. It includes a 100 American Silver Eagle coins, 100 in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality, and you get them at dealer cost, meaning wholesale, their price. They'll show you their invoice. You pay what they pay. You start out in the winning position because you're buying what the wholesaler is paying for it. Amazing. And they give you all kinds of free stuff with it. You get a free official U.S. Mint storage box, and you get free shipping, and you get free delivery insurance, and all the above. Call U.S. Gold Bureau, ask for the Wayne Root Investor Starter Package. I'm honored. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, toll free, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Let's take calls. We've got Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. I used to make fun of California. Deep blue state, all is lost. Now Nevada's deep blue state, all is lost, and I'm in the same boat as you. How do you like that one?
What I like, Wayne, is you look as young as you did when you lived in California. Didn't you live in Malibu like 20 years ago?
I did. I did. I lived in California. When I lived there? From 1989 to like 2002 or 3 is when I lived in California. So I had almost a 15-year run in California, and I did live in Malibu, and people thought I was crazy. I left a house on the beach in Malibu and then a house overlooking the Pacific Ocean with a 3-story wall of glass as far as you could see Pacific Ocean, and I left all that to move to the desert of Las Vegas, and people thought I was nuts, and I said I moved here because taxes are zero. And all these years later, they've just screwed me over. We're now an all-Democrat state. They're going to raise all the taxes. And before you know it, we're going to be California. It's a slippery slope. It's going to happen pretty fast now. I think in the next 5 years, we all have to leave Nevada. That's my fear. That's my fear. It's become California.
Well, you were right. Look, there's a never a dull moment. Your show's going to be bigger than ever. You're going to be on the front lines, you know. In California, there was a crumb of hope. Some of these lost Congress seats like Glorbacher and Knight, they only lost by a couple percent. These Democrats are going to they're going to be tough to hold those seats because those people are ticked off. I know a lot of them. They didn't realize what was going on.
No, I think we're going to take back, Mark, I think we'll take back the House in 2020 with Trump at the top of the ticket. I think we will. So they better enjoy it, Democrats. It's very short-lived. They barely have a lead, not enough to do anything. They can't accomplish a single thing except to block us. But they're blocked, too. They're going to achieve nothing for 2 years, and then we're going to win it back. And I think we will win some of those California seats back in places like Orange County and San Diego. We will. I agree.
Right. And remember your buddy Harry Reid. Isn't Harry Reid your neighbor? What did he do? Remember when Republicans controlled the House? Democrats got nothing. When we controlled the House, Harry Reid controlled and blocked everything for Obama.
Right.
He was a master. That's why he lives in your neighborhood.
He lives in my neighborhood because he's very shrewd and very smart, and I live in a beautiful place. So he picked a beautiful place. There's nothing more beautiful than Anthem Country Club in Henderson, Nevada. It's as pretty as any place you've ever been. Hard to believe you're in Vegas. Looks like Palm Springs at a resort. It's very beautiful. So Harry made a good choice, but you know, as far as his choices of politics, he went from a conservative Democrat when he started, a conservative pro-gun, anti-abortion Democrat from Searchlight, Nevada, to the single most liberal Democrat in the history of the United States, because he literally held the water and carried it up the mountain for Barack Obama and got all of Obama's stuff passed, which ruined the American economy and destroyed jobs, destroyed the middle class, destroyed the medical health care system, destroyed us with taxes, destroyed us with regulations. Everything Obama did, he owes to Harry Reid. So that makes him, to me, a very bad guy, Harry Reid. I'm very, very ticked off at what he did to all of us. So, in any case, Nevada has gone officially blue, 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 and it's very, very sad. And it's really because we've been Californicated. How did they ruin California, Mark? Used to be Reagan land, used to be Nixon land, and then it became Democrat. Why? Because they overwhelmed it with foreigners. California, they overwhelmed it with people from Mexico and Central America who were illegally there. They let them stay, and they let them vote, and they gave them driver's licenses, and that's how California was lost. And they followed the same principle in Nevada. It's a disgrace how anybody allows this. And it's the one mistake of Trump's presidency. He's made one mistake. If you're watching President Trump, and I know you watch my show from time to time, there is no bigger supporter in America or champion or defender of you than me, Wayne Allen Root. I am your champion. But you made a mistake, and I got to admit, you made a mistake. You've been in office 2 years, and you never tackled voter ID. You never tackled it. Forget about voter fraud. I know you had a voter fraud commission. We need voter ID exactly, replicate exactly Mexico. How could it be racist if Mexico does it? They make you have a card with your picture issued by the government and your thumbprint. And if you can't prove it to you, you cannot vote in Mexico. In America, you show nothing in most states. Nothing. That's how Nevada was lost. President Trump should use executive order or executive action, I don't know which one applies, to pass national voter ID that applies to any election with a federal employee. I don't think you could do it. It would impinge on state rights. So you can't do it for state elections, but you could do it for federal elections. That was this one. You had Congress running. You had senators running. If there's one person running in a federal election, you have to make sure everybody has voter ID issued by the federal government. He does it by action, and the Supreme Court will have to rule on it, and hopefully we win, and we've got it in the country. It'll never happen if he doesn't do it by executive action. Mark in California, thank you for the call. I'm sorry I've joined you now on the loser states list. How about Michael from Pennsylvania, line two? We haven't heard from him in a long time, an old regular. Hey, Michael, how are you?
All right, Wayne, how are you?
Good.
The election yesterday, you know, I was watching, and I saw the people like this guy, Cabello, I think in Florida, and this Mia Love, you know, these people, and it was a Comstock. They distanced themselves from Trump, and they got what they deserved.
They all lost.
People see that. Listen, I came out for Trump in that state. The last president I voted for before Trump was Russ Perot. So I had the right idea, just the wrong time. He didn't win, and, you know, he backed out. But still, it took 80% of the vote because Bush promised no new taxes and did. And after that, I said, you know what? These politicians are good for nothing. But I saw Trump. I said, you know, this guy, give him a shot. Let's see. And what they call. And that's what he's producing. And I'll be out long as he's out. And I'll be voting for candidates that back him. And, you know, and that's the same thing. Like, I want to be on the record, like, with the new, like, minority leader, like Jim Jordan, because I believe he's a Trump backer. And not
better
Kevin
choice,
McCarthy.
Yes. Kevin McCarthy's okay. It's not as bad as Paul Ryan.
He's another
John
Paul
Bain.
Ryan and that Rogers, the Paul Ryan people, the establishing people. And I think Chris Kobach should be the, what they call it, DOJ, you know.
Oh, Attorney General? I hadn't heard him on the list, but maybe, maybe.
But
it's possible.
Big,
I heard Pam Biondi.
I don't know if he's a lawyer or whatever, but he's a big Trump supporter.
Yeah, but you have to be a lawyer. You got to be a prosecutor, not just a lawyer. So I don't know. I got to look up. I'll look up Chris Kobach or one of my listeners or viewers. You can email me or text me. Let me know what you find. Google Chris Kobach. Is he a lawyer? Was he a prosecutor? I don't know. But I know that Pam Biondi, the Attorney General of Florida, is on the list. Corey Lewandowski told me the short list. He believes Pam Biondi and Chris Christie of New Jersey, former prosecutor, and Rudy Giuliani, the guy who put away the mob, former prosecutor who like invented RICO and put all these people away. So those three are good choices. All of them would be loyal to the president. All of them would fight Robert Mueller.
Not Christie. You know? Bondi, yes. Christie, no.
You know, look, Christie has his ups and downs, but Christie was a really good prosecutor. He's a vicious guy. He'd fight for the Republican Party. I don't mind Chris Christie. I really don't. Even though he's not some great conservative. And by the way, I'll mention this too. During the debates, I thought the second best debater on the stage, when there were 17 Republicans running for the presidential nomination, Trump was clearly the star of every event. Chris Christie was really good. He just never had a chance because we don't like him. He's a little bit too liberal for our taste. He didn't do a good job as governor of New Jersey. So, you know, a lot of us didn't like him, but he was very good in those debates. I think he'd make a good attorney general. Don't poo-poo him, Michael. I think that's necessarily a fait accompli that he's not good. He's not good as the governor of Jersey. He's not conservative enough. He went along with tax increases. Went along with too many regulations. But he's a good prosecutor, a good debater. So he'd be a good attorney general. He'd be loyal to the president. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Thanks, Michael. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Power Hour, we call this Root Reaction, the aftermath, because the day's over on the East Coast and on the West Coast. The media's gone home for the day. We get to react to all the great things happening. And maybe some not-so-great things, too. We lost a house. That's not great. And I lost my state. I'm an orphan. I left New York because the taxes were too high and the crime was too high and the traffic was terrible and the regulations were awful. And I went to L.A. and I had a great 15-year run almost in L.A. And then I left L.A. because the taxes were too high and the traffic was no good and the liberals drove me crazy. And I came to Las Vegas and I thought I had heaven. No taxes and lots of guns and no permits required for the guns and no regulations. And I did business here for 18 years and that's coming to an end now, too. I'm going to search for a new home, I think. Can't stay here anymore. Liberals have ruined this state. Look what you've done. How stupid could you be? Unbelievable. You ruined the greatest place in the whole world. It just doesn't get better in Vegas. I'm a guy who loves to eat out 7 nights a week, best restaurants in the world. And you ruined it. You ruined it. You're going to tax us to death. You're going to regulate us to death. You're going to take our guns away. Liberals run every single office in the entire state now. They own both states, both state legislatures. They own the governor. They own the lieutenant governor. And they own all the... Every major office in Las Vegas is run by Democrats. It's a disaster. What they're going to pass is going to make you sick to your stomach. What they passed 2 years ago was so shocking, so vile, so disgusting. It was worse than California, as bad as California. Made you want to vomit. But it all got vetoed by a Republican governor. Now he's gone and there's going to be a Democrat governor. And the two Democrat legislatures will just throw all the same vile things that they do. And, you know, the entire state will be about transgender bathrooms. The entire state. I mean, it's enough to make you vomit. This is what they did. They ruined California. Now they're ruining Nevada. But guess what? Synergenics is making Wayne great again. So I'll have another 20-year run on TV. I'm 57. I'll go to at least 77 because of Synergenics. They've done a great job. They make me feel and look at least 15 years younger, maybe 20 years younger. And I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and yet I lost 10 pounds. And I'm working out less than I've ever worked out, from 2 hours a day down to only 30 minutes a day. And yet I have gained 20 pounds of muscle. So what they did for me is amazing. I'm like Popeye the Sailor Man under the suit. It's amazing. And so... what can I say except that you ought to call them? Every one of you can benefit from Synergenics, and you get a free, no-obligation consultation, and they're the sponsor of the show. They love us at Newsmax. They love Wayne Root. They love you. They love conservatives. Wow, great people. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. That's the phone number, toll-free anywhere in the United States for free. No obligation, consultation, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. Cenogenics.com. Thank you, Cenogenics. Let's grab a call. Let's grab a Layla in Las Vegas, Nevada. Layla on line 4. How are you? Layla, are you there? Layla, we're waiting for you. All right, she's gone. Let's take Mark in Iowa. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Hey, Mark.
Hey. Hey, yeah, how you doing, Wayne?
Good. What's on your mind tonight in Iowa?
Good morning, Iowa. Hey, I just started following Newsmax and your show. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I was never a fan of Trump's. I never watched his show or anything. But he heard the people that are really, you hear about it, the ones that hate him. You never hear about anybody, anything good about him. The guy that grabbed the the lady's lady's arm today. Nothing's been said good. It's all bad. That's all they follow. It's all negative. But I think people are getting burned out from it. I know I am.
Well, at least the good news is in Iowa, we want a good, you know, you have a female Republican governor now. So we want a great slot because Trump was a big supporter of your female candidate for governor, Republican, and she was the winner, correct? I have that right, yes?
Yeah.
So that was good. That was good. You're better than us in Nevada where we lost the governor race. We lost the senator race. We lost the governor's race.
I wish we would have took the House.
Yeah, I know. We all do. Believe me, we all do. But I think in the long run, it's going to work out better. I have news for you. It really is. Trump needed a foil, someone to keep him motivated, someone to embarrass. It's going to be Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and Jerry Nadler. And there's a long list of losers. Adam Schiff, there's another loser on the Democratic side. Let them all be in leadership positions and watch what Trump does to him for the next 2 years. He's going to torture him. It's working. Hey, Mark, we got to run. Show's about to end. Mark, thank you. Mark and Iowa, last call tonight. We've got Julie in Arizona. You're the last call, Julie. What's on your mind?
Arizona's turned to California. I mean, Paul.
But it looks like you're going to win the Senate seat with McSally, just barely, right? Looks like.
Barely.
I know.
But Paul Ryan, I swear to God, man, I went on to serve that guy. And then Jeff Sessions. They had a meeting here, and one of the attorney generals went to court, and the guy was gonna, you know, the judge was gonna say, okay, for all these illegals coming in, got to give my deed. Nobody showed up at the court. So guess what? He had to give him.
Well, that's what happened in Nevada, and that's what's happening in Arizona. Now everybody knows. They're taking over the country. It's an invasion. You talk about foreign interference in American elections. The entire Mexico is moving into the United States of America. And I like Mexican people. There's nothing wrong with them at all. Except if you come here illegally, you're committing a crime. And if you steal identity when you're here, you're committing a crime. And many of them commit real crimes when they're here. And they're collecting all kinds of benefits that are literally destroying our budget and building up national debt, and they're overwhelming our cities, and they're all voting Democrat. So it's a disaster. It's a total disaster. They're overwhelming our country. They didn't win the Mexican War, but they're winning now. It's not just Mexico. It's Central America. It's China. And it's every country that sends its residents to us. They're coming from every country, Muslim countries, everywhere. And they all want welfare. They're not here, as Jeb Bush said, out of love. They're here out of welfare. They want welfare. Wayne Allyn War Now. See you tomorrow. Another great day tomorrow in Trump.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.